Tonight I want to give you in like 20 minutes or less kinds of services. I was reading Isaiah, Ash'iyah 32, Isaiah 32nd. And I enjoyed this passage and I thought of telling you some meaning related to our service. I will read it in English and you can follow in Arabic if you want to understand some points. Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and princess will rule with justice. A man will be as a hiding place from the wind, and a cover from the tempest, at the rivers of water in a dry place, at the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. How many examples given here? Arba. The servant like a hiding place, a cover, rivers, shadow of a rock. The eyes of those who see will not be dim, and the ears of those who hear will listen. Also the heart of the rash will understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers will be ready to speak plainly. Okay, the first verse, behold, the king will reign in righteousness. Who is the king? The Lord himself. And princes will rule with justice. Usually, in our theology, we believe that we are the princes. I mean, we are the stewards, الوكلاء. الكهنة مندوبين عن المسيح. ملوك على الأرض. That's why in celebration of the feasts of our Lord Jesus Christ, we were like kings, because we are like kings in his kingdom, or we are the princes. احنا الامراء, الامراء ولاد الملك يعني. So simply, the king will reign, المسيح يملك من خلالنا. خلي بالكم المعنى. So while preaching the word of God, we are trying to make the Lord the king of this world, to reign over all countries, to reign in righteousness. You got? And we, the princes of him, will rule with justice. So, the king is Christ, the princes are the agents or the stewards, and the kingdom of God is related so much to righteousness and truth. Let's go to the most important point. The church servant or a preacher or an evangelist, we in service, we should remember these four examples. You know, the Bible always speaks in examples, in parables, to simplify the idea and to deepen the meaning so you can recall the meaning easily. A man will be as a hiding place from the wind and a cover from the tempest, rivers of water in a dry place, at the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So the first one, the church servant as a hiding place. Try to evaluate yourself according to this meaning. Do I or you in service working as a hiding place for those who seek some place to hide in? Because many people are living like the life of, they escape from everything. You know, it works like the servant as a protection. He cover, he بيستر يعني. He does not, you know, reveal secrets of the people. Just he help people to overcome their pains. Hiding place, he mentioned like against what? The wind? Hiding place from the wind. Sometimes the wind becomes so strong that you need to hide away. So you are the hiding place for these people. So you know, if some people is having like the wind of fear, the wind of guilt, the wind of evil, can you help these people to get away from this fear or guilt or evil? And again, as if you are express Christ bosom or Christ embrace, that people hide inside your heart, at the heart of the Lord himself. مش عارف فهمني ولا لا. Sometimes we feel we work as, you know, just a preacher, people who know how to talk, how to give words, how to speak. But this is not the function of a servant. Simply being Christ-like, try to be the hiding place for, again, is the wind. الناس عاوزة كده. الناس مش عاوزة وعظة, مش عاوزة كلام. في ناس كتير قوي عاوزة حضن, عاوزة تستخبى, تعبانة. فأحيانا الكلام مش هو اللي مطلوب. في ناس كتير الكلام يتعبها ما يريحهاش. The second meaning was, and a cover from the tempest. Cover from the tempest. It's, you know, more or less, يعني زي المعنى اللي فات, لكن let's add something. Covers up the needs of the served ones. Do you really cover the needs of the people? They need to know. Do you give knowledge? They need security. Can you give this feeling of being secured? What exactly you cover in their life? Again, you know, the meaning of cover, it's like covering sin, اللي هو كفارة. You are not the cover of the sin of people, but you know, you cover them with the cover of Christ. You help them to know Christ so their sins will be covered. فأنت بتعمل شغل الكفارة, يعني بتدي المسيح وتدي دم المسيح للناس to cover their sin. And in our theology, as you know, leading to repentance and leading to the Holy Communion is a way to cover the history, to cover the past, to cover the sin. You know, he said that tempest, you know, may stand for lots of lusts, thoughts, frustrations, whatever negatives. زي الشلال كده ولا السيل ولا يعني حاجة كده. You cannot stop somebody, you know, he cannot stop his mind from the bad thoughts, from frustrations, from feeling down, from. So you stop this at the servants, you help them to overcome this negative attitude. The third example given for a servant, and this is very much related to what we were saying about the Holy Spirit. This man stands, you know, he is as rivers of water. And again, when you remember the tongues of fire, here he says rivers of water. The diversity, the number of rivers and the number of tongues stand for the variations. We are not, you know, photocopies. But we all filled with the Spirit, and God can work through all of us. Like tongues of fire and rivers of water. Water stands for the Holy Spirit. So you help people to feel happy with this living water. Simply, it's the source of getting filled with God's Spirit. And also the living water, as given by God Himself. Christ spoke about the living water many times. You know, He spoke about a river, not a sea, because the sea usually stands for the world, because we cannot drink the water of the sea. And the sea usually people may drown in. But with the river, usually we drink water. We enjoy the water of the river. So the river is the pure water and not the salty one. In a dry place stands for worry, sorrow, failures, having nothing to do, losing goal in life. So you are the river of water. Again, please, don't take it theoretically. Just think of yourself as being a servant. Do you act as river of water? Do you act as a hiding place? Do you act as cover? The last example, you know, a man will be as a hiding place from the wind, cover from the tempest, rivers of water in a dry place, the shadow of a great rock. Did you ever see a great rock with a shadow? I had seen something like that. When you walk in the desert and it's sunny, you will, you know, look for this. And when you are, الظل ممتع جدا. the shadow of a rock in a sunny day, it's like, you know, having the exact good drink, the water cup, or whatever good feeling. So people are living in this sunny weather, are exposed to hotness, so they need this shadow. And you know, the example of a shadow of a rock is Christ. The rock is the Lord Himself. You are the shadow. So you are looking like Him. You are giving His grace to the people. So you are His shadow. And under this shadow, people can enjoy sleeping safely. They can enjoy the feeling of comfort, covered by this shadow of the rock. So that's another added value, added meaning. Being a servant, you should act like a shadow of a rock. You are not the rock Himself. You cannot be, but you act like the shadow. Feeling of comfort and rest after being tired. And you know, the rock is great. And also the difference is huge. He mentioned that the rock is great. He did not say just the rock. He said the shadow of a great rock. So the difference is huge. When you serve in such an honest way, a good way, people will feel great difference. It's not a mild one. No, people will feel that there is a real difference in their life knowing Christ through you. What is the outcome of all of this? If we evangelists try to be according to the word of God, the cover, the river, the shadow, or the hiding place, look the result. The eyes of those who see will not be dim. People can see clearly. They can see better. They can see the truth better. As if you opened their eyes. And also the ears of those who hear will listen. People did not listen to the voice of God before. But being this servant, you will help them to listen better. Also the heart of the rash will understand knowledge. People are always rushing for many bad things. But they, for their first time, they will understand their pure knowledge, the real knowledge of God. And the tongue of the stammerers will be ready to speak plainly. So look, he acted upon four elements. Being a good servant, being the cover, the hiding place, the river of water, the shadow of a great rock, you will, you know, result in the eyes get opened, the ears listen, and the heart of the rash get wise, and the tongue speaks plainly. That's mainly the outcome of any servant. If we succeed in preaching the word of God in any country, people will see the truth, will hear God's voice, the heart will be opened to the grace of God, and they will start praising God. So different tongue will develop. Lastly, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, that was, you know, like a prophecy for the coming Sunday, which is the Pentecost. Isaiah was mentioning that the Holy Spirit is coming from high, and the wilderness become the fruitful field, that's the fruit of the Spirit, mentioned in Galatians. And the fruitful field is counted as a forest. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remained in the fruitful field. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Simply getting filled with the Spirit, meaning that you will feel fruits excessively. And that's our life, the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, meekness. All the fruits of the Spirit will come, and you know, will come increasingly. And again, truth and righteousness, that the taste of heaven. Having the Holy Spirit now, you are living like a heavenly life. So you are tasting the taste of heaven. ببساطة السماء كده. السماء كل حاجة صح. والأرض كل حاجة غلط. فأنت لما بتتملي بالروح القدس ما بتعرفش غير الحب والخير والحق والجمال. فالدنيا اختلفت قوي. هو ده بالضبط السماء. And also peace and security, that's the feeling of heavenly life. The last verse in this, blessed are you who sow besides all waters. Now we know the waters, right? Who send out freely the feet of the ox and the donkey. I'll tell you how I understood this. You know, those who are sowing beside all waters are you. Meaning that we work at the sewer like Christ. So we just spread the seeds everywhere. Besides all waters, because we believe that the water of God, the Spirit of God, want to cover the whole earth. All countries will be covered with the Spirit. So let's go everywhere and preach the Word of God. We should not limit ourselves. We should not minimize our service. We should not think little by little. It's His grace. So let's go and sowing everywhere. That's why He said, who send out freely, freely, send out freely the feet of the ox and the donkey. So you know, do not put many restrictions. Sometimes we restrict ourselves. Just go. Go and try. You will be pushed by the grace of God. Don't limit, restrict. The harvest is plentiful. And the ox and the donkey and whatever are required. Both the ox and donkey. لا مؤاخذة. So we being like, يعني sometimes we are not smart enough. We do not know exactly the will of God. We cannot think very good. But actually even the ox and the donkey are required. Remember once Christ Himself sent, I need it. فاكرين على ايه؟ قال الرب محتاج إليه. طلع مش على بني آدم. طلع لمؤاخذة على الأتان. فيعني ما يصعبش عليك لما المسيح يقول عليك الرب محتاج إليه. But I like the idea to consider myself like an ox or a donkey, but in the hands of the Lord, He can use me, and we can work everywhere on the rivers of the water. يعني يا بختكم يلي شغالين في شغل ربنا بترموا الحبوب في أي حتة. ما تحشوش نفسكم عن الخدمة، ما تعطلوش روحكم. انطلقوا، حركوا رجليكم، ما تأيدوش حتى لمؤاخذة الحمار ولا الطور اللي فيكم. هي دي معناها ببساطة. فمعناها مبشر جدا ومشجع انه بعد ما ابتدى the servant like a cover، حاجات محترمة يعني hiding place, shadow of a rock, rivers of water, he ended with the ox and the donkey. But you know they all يعني tools in his hand. You need guidance. You cannot see everything, but you are in the hand of God. Just He will make use of you, whatever your species, but you will gain fruits through the grace of God. Glory to God. Amen.